Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. I just want to show you a couple of photos I took recently, just to give you a little bit of an idea of economic collapse as a result of COVID, but the country was already going down. It's just that COVID is speeding the thing up. And I also later want to show you a little bit more about what happens when a country collapses, when a country that had been ruled by whites collapses, and when the economy and the whole society starts falling apart. How does liberalism end? Well, liberalism ends in a very ugly way. And I still want to show you some stuff from Zimbabwe even. But I want to show you some photos that I took the other day, and it'll just give you an idea of how things are going in Johannesburg. These photos that I'm showing you are from quite a small shopping mall. It's about three stories or so high. And it's close to where I live. This particular shopping mall has had a mixed history, and in this shopping mall, they have gone to great expense in the last 15 years at various points to try and make it nicer. And they spent a lot of money on it to make it look good and to draw in more business. And then they got more business and the shops were filled. And it doesn't look bad at all. But then whenever anything goes slightly wrong, this particular shopping mall struggles more than the others to keep its businesses going. I suspect that because of its size, it's much more of a borderline business. And so the bigger ones and even other small ones nearby survive better when there's a downturn. But this one takes a beating much more easily. So that's the context within which these photos are taken. And I go to this shopping mall because my post box is there. So I want to show you some photos. So this particular photo, this is one of a bunch that I took the other day. This photo is of a shop that before COVID, this was owned, I think, by Indians, and I think it sold footwear. And after COVID and the lockdowns, this place ceased to exist. Shop now empty. Next to that shop is this one, which is much, much bigger. And this used to be a big supermarket. And this supermarket was actually lovely. It used to sell all kinds of stuff, and it actually sold a wider variety of items than any of the other supermarkets in my area. And I actually was starting to develop quite an interest in going through this supermarket because it had so many different things at very good prices. And this place was very busy, and it had a lot of staff. But then again, all South African things have got much more staff than you would need in America or Europe. However many staff you need for a big supermarket in, let's say, America, in South Africa, you'll need three times, four times as many people to run the same sized supermarket, maybe even more. South Africa is very inefficient, and it's because of the way the trade unions and the blacks and the government organize things. But anyway, what you're looking at is you can look through this sort of security screen of what used to be a supermarket. And in fact, even from this view, it doesn't give you an idea of how big it is. It stretches. This supermarket stretches from far over on the left side all the way down through the right side, and even further down. It's actually a very big supermarket. This thing shut down within a couple of months of COVID, I must tell you. Within a couple of months of COVID, and this thing was shut down, closed the doors, end of story. So I was actually quite sad to see it go. Next to it here was a liquor store. And you would think that a liquor store can't shut down, but a liquor store does. This is a close-up view through the screen, but it's not very clear of the supermarket. And next to it, here, you are looking at the liquor store. Liquor store gone. And there you can see the stairs and things. There are still some shops that are open, like over here is a gym where lots of blacks go, and it's still functioning all the time. And this is a closer, I think this is more close up. Not quite sure which shop this one is, but here's another empty one. It could be that that was also the liquor store. This is the liquor store from another angle. And another empty shop. And this is on another floor. And I'm walking around on another floor just looking for empty shops. Another empty shop. Now, this particular portion of it, which is about another floor down, this particular portion of it has had empty shops for years. This particular area, all these shops down this way have all been without any businesses in them for years. And this is just the left-hand side of exactly the same area. All of these empty shops, one after the other. Nobody's renting. Empty all the way. Here in this one, you can see some boxes lying around. But otherwise, empty. No occupants, no businesses. But maybe about 5 years ago or so, there were quite a few businesses here. These were already gone before COVID. And this is also in that same area. In this particular one, they stuck up some newspapers. But all of these shops, empty. Then, here around the corner from that are two more shops that are empty. Here is the one. And there's the other one. This is next to a betting shop. And so the betting place is still functioning. Same places. And the blacks that you see reflected in the glass there, that's from the betting shop. So the betting shop is still functioning. Gym is still functioning. Lots of blacks going there. Then further down, another flight down, are also shops. Many of these were also closed even before COVID. And this shop has got freaking luggage sitting here. And the luggage has been sitting there for a very long time. You know, maybe a year or more. And you can see the shop's also empty. There are a couple of shops in this area that are still open, but about half of them are closed. And this is to show you the ones that are empty and closed. And then this is close to where my post box is. And here you can see they've been throwing out some stuff. The post office doesn't even function properly here anymore. Only the post boxes function. What you're looking at here, this door here, this used to be the post office. And all the old post office stuff has been taken out. And this is now rented out to a company that manufactures clothing. And so inside here are some sewing machines and things. But the post boxes themselves, they don't have a post office attached to them. But they still come and drop off the mail. Even though there's almost no mail, I hardly ever have to go to the mail, but I come here now and then just to check. And, you know, this is what you can see of what used to be from the post office when there was a post office. And just some final pictures. I took these in the supermarket. That's how I deal with the business, the newspapers. I never buy a newspaper anymore. Never buy a newspaper. Haven't bought one in years. And all I do is I take a quick photo, have a laugh at the business itself, and that's that. I don't care. I don't bother with it. Anyway, here's a newspaper headline, and it says, "Jobs catastrophe will take years to fix." Will take years to fix. It says, "The drop in the number of employed people was almost 1.4 million, while the jobless rate rose to 32.5%. So these are official statistics. They often are not even accurate, but even officially, our unemployment rate is 32.5%. A third of the workforce is unemployed. We're a country that has got a population now of 60 million people. Out of 60 million people, about 15 million actually have got jobs. That is the state of South Africa. So it says, jobs catastrophe will take years to fix. Of course, when COVID came, you had all these stupid liberal freaking economists saying, oh, well, it's going to be a V-shaped recovery. It's going to go down quickly, but it's going to go up quickly. Ah, what a load of bollocks. So this was just a closer look at that thing where it says number of unemployment that went up. Another 1.4 million people lost their jobs as we hit 32.5% unemployment. And rest assured, this is going to carry on down. Final photo. This is an Afrikaans newspaper, and it says here in Afrikaans, it says 1.1 million in South Africa don't have work. That's what it says there. And it says 15 million people have jobs. That's the lowest number since, I think, 2013. But yeah. So things are bad with the jobless rate. There is something fun on this page, though. This is the matric results, the kids who passed. And you can see one black over there who's passed. And you can check all these white kids. White kids still rocking at school. White kids are happy. They're passing. White kids are kicking ass in school. And there you go. So, a little bit of a view of what South Africa is actually like. And COVID has just speeded up the whole process of collapse. We're now probably going to move forward. Things that would have taken 10 years will probably now take 2 years or so. And it's good. We're speeding up, heading down, heading over the edge of the cliff into the abyss. And as I say, worse is better. Bring it on. This is going to bring chaos to the country and probably the beginnings of racial conflict and separatism and stuff. But I'm very happy. This is being accelerated many years ahead of time. It's excellent. These are my websites. historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.